forsooth, adverb, archaic. In truth, in fact, indeed. Now used in derision or to express disbelief.
Welcome to the Forsooth Podcast, where we talk about things that sooths would enjoy, but you probably wouldn't.
How many sooths are there? There's like...
In the United States or in California?
Well, I mean, just like attached to you personally.
Yeah, attached to me personally. It's actually quite a noticeable number. I would say, well, there's the whole sooth clan over there and the whole sooth clan over there. So probably about 12?
12.
Maybe.
That's a lot. Anyway.
There's more. There's probably more. There's a lot of sooths.
Well, this isn't for them only. We have to share.
Do we?
Yes.
Well, other people do listen to it.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway.
All right. So I want to talk about one of my favorite topics that came up this week. Actually, just pretty recently. Ashley Madison.
Oh, yeah. That's your favorite. You're on there all the time.
The website that allows people who are in relationships to cheat anonymously with other people in relationships who want to cheat, or people who want to cheat with people in relationships.
Cheating cheaters.
Yep. And it was hacked.
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 Yes.
It was hacked, and all of the hackers are threatening to expose all of the cheaters.
Good.
So if you haven't heard about this in the news right now, and you are an Ashley Madison because you're married, first of all, go to hell. And second of all, pause this podcast right away and see if you're one of the people that are threatening to be released by the hackers.
Yeah, because your marriage is over.
Yeah, you feel free to come back once you know your life has been resolved as a myriad of bad choices.
Yes, finish listening to us afterward.
Yeah, pause right now if you're on Ashley Madison. Go solve that problem.
And then come right back. Yeah, come right back.
But, you know, because that's really important that you know that you're not going to, like, come home to, like, a wife with a shotgun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anyone listens to this at work.
But, you know, I think it was Johnny Depp that said that if you cheat on your girlfriend, your wife, whatever, then you should go with the person, like the second person in that, the person that you're cheating with, and just stay with her because you clearly didn't love the first woman enough to be exclusive.
So you're saying is Johnny Depp is kind of a dick?
Well, we all knew that, but I think that's pretty good advice. If you love somebody, you're not going to cheat on them.
If you love someone, set them free after sleeping with their sister. If they come back to you, they were never really yours in the first place, and you shouldn't respect them.
Wow.
They came back to you.
And you say Johnny Depp's a dick.
Well, I like Johnny Depp. He's actually really cool.
Yeah, I love all the cool Johnny Depp stories, but we're not talking about Johnny Depp this week.
So, now, if you're looking for a present to get your wife after you've been exposed by hackers as having cheated on her for multiple years on Ashley Madison, probably the best possible gift you can get them, how about an entire asteroid of platinum?
Unrefined platinum? Not the sexiest gift.
I'm just saying, if I gave you, if you found out that I was cheating on you with, say, 20 people on Ashley Madison.
Oh my 20, god.
If you're going to do it, you do it Tiger Woods style.
That is excessive.
If you're going to do it Tiger Woods style. I'm just saying, like, if I'm going to put my life in jeopardy with my family and my loved ones, you know what I'm doing? I'm not doing one. I'm doing at least 15 and more.
You're giving people bad ideas.
Look, I'm just saying, if you're going to cheat on someone that you basically dedicated your entire life to,
you are the worst
example.
Don't
go small. Go big or go home to your wife and don't cheat on her.
Oh my god. Go big or go home has been your life motto, so I completely understand, but you are a bad example.
I'm not cheating on you. I'm just saying if I
did. Well, now I'm concerned.
If I did cheat on you.
Now I'm going to pause this podcast and I'm going to go check.
If you are dating, married to someone and you think they might be cheating on you, pause this podcast, immediately go on to the Ashley Madison website and see if your husband is one of the people that was cheating on you. Then come back after your marriage has been ruined.
Yes, come back.
And listen to the rest of this.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, like, I'm not cheating on you, but if I was cheating
okay.
on
you, how big is this asteroid?
I would burn this place to the ground.
How big is this asteroid?
Okay, the asteroid is, well, I don't know the exact size of it, but just to give you an idea, it's this asteroid, if I was to give you this asteroid
as
a forgiveness for the fact of I've cheated on you with 20 people.
I would take it from you and bludgeon you to death.
It's five $1 trillion worth of platinum.
I'd be excited. I would take it from you. I would bludgeon you to death with it and then go sell it.
No one's going to buy blood-covered platinum.
Powerhouse. Anyway. But also, aside from that, we would both suffer radiation poisoning, so really I'd be saving your life by killing you early.
Well, look.
It's a mercy.
$5 trillion for the platinum. You're not going to forgive me for $5 trillion for the platinum?
No.
Okay, I tried, cheaters, but apparently you can't even steal that asteroid that flew by the Earth yesterday. That's got $5 trillion worth of platinum.
Well, that might work on the average woman, but I'm kind of a bitch, so...
Kind of?
Pretty much a really giant bitch.
Pretty much?
Exactly a really giant bitch.
There you go. That's more accurate.
I'm also not the best at girl things, so no. Platinum means nothing to me. Oh, look, I got shiny things. I don't care.
By the way, listeners, if you didn't catch my subtlety, yes, yesterday, asteroid UW-158, who names these things, flew past Earth carrying an estimated $5 trillion in platinum.
Yes, which is awesome if we were able to catch it.
Yeah, weren't we supposed to try to steal asteroids, pull them out of their orbits, pull them around orbit around our planet so we can mine them? Why didn't we do it with that one?
Yeah, that would have made a lot of sense, and considering how many countries are in extreme debt to China.
Oh, can you imagine if China got the asteroid?
Oh, shit. They'll just make their bank bigger.
They're just like, oh, we're going to build a giant palace out of platinum now. Where'd you get all that platinum from? Never you mind. This is going to become a race to mine asteroids in the future.
This sounds like a supervillain plot, doesn't it? To go and capture asteroids?
A little bit, but to be honest, I mean, how is that a bad thing? Like, would Superman really stop someone to harvest it? Well, I guess if the asteroid was so big it would mess up our, you know, our oceans.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the United States government is already planning that in the future to do stuff like that.
But seriously, like, where is their lair? Because this sounds like a...
Well, it's on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Is it shaped like a skull?
No, it's actually shaped like the White House.
Oh, that kind of looks like the house from Amityville, so it's okay.
Well, kind of.
Kind of.
Bigger windows.
Bigger eye windows and a bigger nose.
Okay. Speaking about space bodies, though, I don't know if you saw the photos of Pluto.
I saw the photos of Pluto.
God loved Pluto so much he put a heart on it.
Yeah, I can see how some people would think it looks like a heart, but I think it
looks
like...
Except for the fact that it does.
But I think that it looks more like a profile picture of the cartoon character Pluto's head.
Nope.
Yeah?
Nope. I think it looks a lot like Kim Kardashian's butt from a downward perspective.
Or Dolly Parton's boobs, if we're talking about that.
Ooh, like cleavage shot?
Yeah, like down the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a call, Dolly. Dolly Parton, meet me on Ashley Madison. But only after the hackers have cleared out. Because I don't want to have to buy my wife a $5 trillion platinum asteroid.
Yeah, I'd be concerned where you're getting the money to buy that. So the stealing part I would believe, but the buying I don't believe.
Look, I've got some resources.
Yeah, is it an asteroid full of platinum?
Yes.
Ah, that makes sense.
I'm going to use an asteroid full of platinum to buy another asteroid full of platinum. Look, it's a great plan.
Well, depending on how you spin it, that might actually work out.
Ba-dum-tsh. Was that a gravitational...
Yes.
Like
nerd joke.
Wow.
First thing in the morning.
Wow.
First cup of coffee.
Wow.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
Don't hit the table.
I will hit whatever I want.
But yeah, no, so Pluto, they got some great photos of Pluto showing the plains of Pluto... They even got Charon, but no one gives a fuck about Charon. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. We only care about Pluto. But by the way, how long is it going to take to get Pluto to be back a planet? I mean, for God's sakes, we got photos of it now. Like, I mean, like, Pluto is taking, like selfies, and it's still not considered a planet.
Well, they were calling it a dwarf planet, so that technically it's still a planet. It's just too tiny for it to be considered a normal planet. It's part of our solar. This is just really, they're ostracizing Pluto because it's the runt of the litter.
Look.
And
I taught my child that Pluto's a planet.
Yeah, I mean, what was that acronym? Like, the...
I don't remember. I don't use
my
acronyms.
Very...
Fat cousin fucked a
platypus. I don't know.
Platypus.
With Pluto is at the end, goddammit. And Like, that, yeah, way to go elementary school for that one, by the way, because that did not stick.
No.
But
acronyms never stick.
Pluto's at the end of that, goddammit. And if you mess with that acronym, then you mess with too much.
And don't you mess with Texas on top of it. Is that what we're going for?
Yeah, that's what we're going for.
Oh, gotcha. Speaking
of Texas.
What about Texas? Nothing's going on with Texas. Nothing's going on with Texas.
Well, isn't Donald Trump from Texas?
No. No, Donald Trump is not.
I thought all giant assholes were from Texas because go big or go home was their motto.
All big things come from Texas. Look, Texas has many lots of great things. There's a lot of our friends that are from Texas, and I do not attack anyone from Texas or assimilate that anything from Texas is like Donald Trump. Having said that, Donald Trump is a big asshole.
Yes. A phenomenal orange asshole.
With, like, weird poofy hair.
With weird poofy hair.
And it's his hair!
It's not a toupee.
It's just a really bad comb over.
Oh my god, like, I feel so bad for him. I wish he would get a toupee because of how bad that looks.
I'll shave that man and buy him a toupee. Because I know he's so broke.
I just want to see you.
So broke.
If I can wrestle him to the ground.
Don't touch my hair!
I want to see you wrestle him to the ground, hog tie him, and then buzz his fucking head. That'd be so funny.
So, Donald Trump is in the news again, so his face is gracing our picture for our podcast once more. It's the exact same picture because I'm lazy, by the way. But, plus it's a hilarious picture. But Donald Trump, with commenting about John McCain, you know, the Maverick.
Yeah, of course.
Maverick.
The Maverick.
Going
I thought, wait, Maverick. wasn't the Maverick Sarah Palin?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
I thought she was the Maverick because you didn't know what the fuck she was going to do. She's crazy.
I guess, well, that would be her wild card.
Wild card!
But, so he basically commented, he likes people who didn't get captured.
Of course he did, because he's spent his whole life being a criminal out in the open and not getting captured. So he has a respect for fellow criminals who can do the same.
Wow. Whoa, did you just call soldiers criminals?
No, I'm not calling soldiers criminals. I'm calling Donald Trump and his ilk criminals.
Okay, but you do admit that it's really, really effed up that he said that.
Yeah.
Considering the fact that he dodged the draft.
Yeah.
So,
a lot of people did, though.
And, you know, I think it's pretty ballsy of Donald Trump to be all like, fuck McCain. I mean, it's not like he's running against him or anything. It's just like, today, as Donald Trump, I'm going to come out and attack people from political parties that ran for president lots of years ago because I'm Donald Trump and I'm out of touch with reality.
That's pretty solid impersonation.
I'm Donald Trump. You're fired. You're fired, McCain. You're not even running, but you're fired.
Wow. So, we don't have to worry about that for too much longer.
We don't have to worry about Donald Trump for too much longer?
No, because apparently El Chapo put a hit out on him.
Who's El Chapo?
Seriously, you don't know who El Chapo is?
Look, I don't pay attention to people from...
Joaquin Guzman is his real name. He's a...
Joaquin. Is he related to Phoenix?
No. Joaquin's a first name. I thought
it was different in Mexico.
He's a Mexican drug lord. You saw on the news, he was the dude that escaped through that tunnel that was extremely extravagant, and he had, like, a fucking, like, bicycle at the end of it. It was lit, like, because only assholes get winded when they're escaping from Mexican prison. But, no, he put out a hit on Donald Trump.
Wait.
So it was, like, $100 million on his head.
Where's Donald Trump right now?
I don't know.
That would get me not...
Not the full asteroid. Yeah, not the full asteroid.
But at least a significant chunk of it.
Enough of it to make a sound investment, I think.
So what you're saying is, first I get the Trump, then I get the money.
Yeah.
Then I get the asteroid.
Well, also keep in mind, if you know where Donald Trump is, and Donald Trump is successfully... then Donald Trump, I'm sure, has tons of hidden assets that are not accounted for.
You cut me off, by the way. First you get the Trump, then you get the money, then you get the asteroid, then you get the women on Ashley Madison, because I'm cheating on you with 20 different people.
Go big or go home.
Go big or go home.
So, yeah, anyway, you cut me off, and now I forgot what I was saying.
Donald Trump has a ton of assets that technically are hidden and illegal, and if you kill Donald Trump and you claim the money from El Chapo, you'll also be able to claim all of Donald Trump's hidden funds, like his hidden secret Nazi gold.
Yeah, and Nazi paintings, and Nazi everything, because...
Like, I'm almost 100% sure that Donald Trump has Nazi gold.
I'm sure that Donald Trump has played all the sides possible and gotten this gold personally from Hitler.
Look, I don't mince words, and I don't choose which side to be on in a war. But Nazis, they had a good plan.
Oh my God.
Vote Trump.
And they didn't get caught.
I can so see Donald Trump coming out pro-Nazi. The Hitler guy had a lot of good points. We gotta bring this home.
Jesus Christ.
Can you see that? I can totally see him just like putting his foot in his mouth, siding with the Nazis. Like,
he just have it surgically attached to his mouth at this point.
I haven't looked right up on all of history, but I just started reading about the early regime of Hitler. And everything is sounding pretty good.
Oh my God.
I hear he just took a trip into Poland. Can't wait to see where this goes. Winston Churchill, you're fired. I think Donald Trump only reads half of stories, and that's where he gets like this mentality. All Mexicans are criminals. Like, well, did you read the other half of the survey that showed like that's only like a small majority of like the criminals are Hispanics? Like, there's also other races who are criminals. Like he got out the survey of all, you know, criminals by ethnicities, and then he got like where the first part was Mexicans.
Racist.
And he was all like, oh,
he actively went out and found a survey to prove that Mexicans were criminals.
Well, no, I think he read a survey that had it broken down by ethnicity. It read the first part of Mexicans, like, I'm done, I've read enough. Tactician, you're fired.
Jesus. I don't want to talk about Donald Trump anymore.
Oh.
It's just making me so sad. Oh. It's like so early.
One more.
Oh, okay, one more. Right. Last one.
Donald Trump. And I personally think that Stalin had a good point.
Stalin.
You know, he really unified all of Russia. I could get behind that kind of guy. Now, I haven't heard about it later in his career. There's something about these things where they dug a big hole and they put something in it. I haven't read what they put in that big hole yet.
Just
I haven't read what they... But I gotta say,
what it is.
He put a lot of energy and resources into redefining his landscape.
Yeah,
and that was a good move.
Could have been planting some grass, you don't know.
For all I know, he could have been building an irrigation system. Tell me, have you heard about the Stalin guy? He's great.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Last one.
That's the last one. You're done.
I'm done. Check out my hair.
No, you were done. No more.
All right, so we were at Comic-Con last week. We had a lot of fun. Not that many complaints. I mean, there's one thing I posted online saying, like, I could complain, but I'm not going to because I'm a lucky bastard.
You gotta stop using the Trump voice.
It's not Trump. This is like a I want to say Boston.
Your voices are very dodgy. I'm just gonna say.
Fair enough. But I would say
you're lucky it's not Jimmy Stewart again.
You know, considering Stalin and all that, would you say that our experience at Comic-Con was anything comparable to a genocide?
No, not even close.
No, really.
No,
really?
No.
I mean, because I've been hearing some people comparing Comic-Con to genocide.
Some people or one person?
Well, I mean, I'm following Trump-esque economics and strategies here, and I'm all about the idea of using one study or one person and expanding to like hundreds.
Yeah.
But yes, one person, if you want to really mince words, one person compared Comic-Con to a genocide.
What kind of asshole would do that? There's nothing like
Lex
a genocide.
Luthor.
Lex Luthor?
Lex Luthor.
He's a villain. Of course he would compare it to
yes.
genocide.
Lex Luthor compared Comic-Con to genocide. And for that point of view...
Lex Luthor, the fictional character.
I'd like to point out that I am really disappointed then in what Lex Luthor's going to do in the new Batman movie. Because if he thinks Comic-Con's a genocide, does that mean he's going to attack Superman with Comic-Con?
That would be horrible.
Take this, Superman. Fans who love you
for
no reason when they shouldn't anymore.
Surrounding him forever, and then Superman's just buried in fans and can't do shit about it.
Well, he'll kill them all. That's what he does when he can't do anything.
Well, in the new Superman,
snap! I'm Superman.
Yeah. The new Man of Steel Superman apparently gives no shits about killing people.
Superman doesn't give any shits about ripping doors off of cars and trying to beat up Batman. Hey, you're a regular Joe human. I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, he like straight up in the trailer at least three times tried to kill Batman. Outright kill him.
Can I point out that Superman's greatest villains in the Zack Snyder world is Ma and Pa Kent?
They are such dicks.
They are the worst people on the planet.
You don't owe them anything.
Like, I really want like someone to show up and be all like, oh, no, we're the real Ma and Pa Kent. Just FYI, we're the real ones. I don't know who those fuckers are. Holy shit, did they say that?
Yeah, don't say that bus full of children.
Like, they should have died.
They should have died.
Let me die. It's better that I die. You don't have a father than to basically, like, show any people on the planet that, you know, blah, blah, blah. Sure, you move faster than the speed of light, but it doesn't matter.
You don't owe them anything.
You don't owe them a goddamn thing. Thank you, Ma Kent. Holy shit.
Parents of the year.
Parents of the year.
Parents of
Humans
the
of
year.
The year.
Humans of the year.
Good
Don't
God.
Save this bus full of children because you might get outed as Superman.
You could save people, but it's not worth it.
That's horrible.
Okay, so what I mean, Jesse Eisenberg actually said, his exact quote was, it is like being screamed at by thousands of people, not really genocide. I don't know the experience is throughout history, meaning Comic-Con's experience, I guess. Probably some kind of genocide. Wow.
Wow.
First of all, that doesn't make sense.
I think what he was trying to go for was saying that all the screaming around him reminded him of, because I'm sure he was there personally, all the screaming that you would hear during a genocide. Not that Comic-Con itself was as if he were killing a whole race of people.
Well, he says, I can't think of anything that's equivalent. I don't think he tried. Like, there's a spectrum. There's Comic-Con, and then down at the end of the line, genocide. There's like a billion things. Like, Justin Bieber concert, that's like pretty close to genocide. But like, at least it's not genocide.
Yeah. Genocide. One star.
No. Monica, you cannot give genocide one star.
We don't have a lower rating system.
What do you mean? You can't give genocide one star.
Oh my God, I love that show so much.
I can't wait for the review to come back.
The review but is so great.
I'm getting off topic.
Yes, of course.
I have at least one more thing that I need to talk about, and that is the discovery of a new dinosaur. Are we still finding dinosaurs?
I think that...
Holy
because no, there's two people? Teams?
No.
I don't remember.
They're dead.
they're
dead now.
Shut up. There's two people or teams, I'm not sure which it is, that are competing about finding dinosaurs.
They're
and
dead.
That was the whole Brontosaurus, Brachiosaurus bullshit that
happened that was
before,
like 40 years ago.
Where they were like, yeah.
They're
so,
dead now.
Well, they're competing over who's finding the newest and most accurate. And like one of them is attacking the other. And they're going head to head. It was like, I didn't know that there was so much infighting in paleontology.
Those dinosaur finders are so dead that they've been buried in the ground, and now we are using their tissue as fuel for vehicles.
Soon we'll be digging up their bones.
No, we've already got the oil. So
their bones are still
there.
I
was making a dinosaur fuel reference there.
Oh, God damn it, Eric.
It was really well thought out and brilliant.
It's not well thought out.
Oh, God damn it.
It's not.
So, a new relative to the Velociraptor, you know. This one is feathered, though.
The one Jurassic Park grotesquely screwed up.
Well, see, here's the thing. They completely flubbed the Velociraptor. For one, the Velociraptor's the size of like a house cat, like a small dog.
And feathered.
Well, yes. And then they basically built this giant dinosaur that didn't exist. It did not exist at the time. And
I think
then,
the closest thing to that it would be a Utah Raptor.
No.
But
they didn't know about the Utah Raptor until after the first Jurassic Park movie, where they discovered the Utah Raptor. And I was like, holy shit, that dinosaur does exist, but it's too late to change the name of it in the movies.
I would love to see them go back and like recall all the VHS tapes and then dub over every time somebody says Velociraptor to Utah Raptor and like not even try to put it in the acting context. It's not even the same actors.
I just want to point out that the scenes in the book that you're reading when you read the Jurassic Park is a lot less scary when you realize that the dinosaurs they're talking about are the size of house cats.
Have you ever
the Velociraptors moved in packs?
Have
and you're
you
all
ever
like,
been mauled by a house cat?
No.
It's terrifying.
You're terrifying.
That's true.
Look, all right. So, I mean, I just think that's incredibly cute. Like a little winged little Velociraptor. I bet they like sniff catnip and they're all like, really cute.
Like our cat where he just lays on his back and stares at the ceiling fan.
I bet they scratch on posts. Ah, let's get a pet velociraptor.
No. No, because apparently they got those little claws and they'll eviscerate you like in the Jurassic Park movie, and they'll just come up and and gut you like a fish.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of physical comedy, and I don't think anyone at home is going to understand it.
I understand it, and that's what matters.
We don't have time anymore for this discussion. We literally have no more time. We are done for the day, madam.
Nice Jimmy Stewart.
I wasn't like a Jimmy Stewart. That was my own creation right there. We don't have time, madam.
That's like a Jimmy Stewart meets...
Oh, goddamn you, shut up.
Oh, okay, fine.
I want to point out that I'm going to immediately go on to Ashley Madison and try to find someone else to replace Monica. But not permanently, more temporarily. Don't tell Monica.
I didn't hear a word.
Good, good. Hopefully the hackers won't send you messages.
Make sure that you go big or go home.
Oh, 20 or none. 20 or none.
Tiger Woods style.
Tiger Woods style. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Forsooth Podcast is a trademark of Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment. Forsooth Podcast is brought to you by Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment in conjunction with Pop Culture University. No badgers were hurt in the recording or producing of Forsooth Podcast. If you or anyone you know was offended by this podcast, please contact your local congressman.